evidence is emerging that resources are not available to Gardaí to allow them to respond adequately to crime as it's emerging. So my task will be to, you know, get answers as soon as possible from the acting chief superintendent in the county, Jim Sheridan, and indeed from the Minister for Justice.
Well, you and other members of the party met recently with Jim Sheridan. After that meeting, you told us that you were confident. Is that confidence being eroded?
It is, I have to say, Donal. What's emerging now is in line with what we get back from grassroots Gardaí, that they don't have the resources. They're concerned about the amount of vehicles available to them. When you have a situation where a lady who is a victim of crime has to drive the Garda to her house to investigate that crime, it's gone past the point of being able to condone it.
Your intention now is to raise this with the Justice Minister in the Dáil. However, a pattern has emerged recently of Alan Shatter answering any such question by saying that operational Garda matters are a matter for the Chief Superintendent and for Senior Gardaí, and it's not within his remit to answer that question. Is that going to continue in this instance, do you believe?
I would imagine he'll try and do that again, but he can't wipe his hands of responsibility. The fact is that it's he and his government that passes the budget on to the Garda Commissioner and down the line, and it's clear to me and anybody observing the situation in Donegal that the Gardaí on the ground are not getting the resources they need to do their job.